Oh my God.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to be a person in the world. How about you?
Tim, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, he's good. Just that sound. Nope, just that sound's perfect. You got it. Hey, I'm here.
Hey, baby.
What's up?
What's happening? How are you?
I'm jamming today. Pretty busy. Did you see that email from freaking school?
No, I saw something about the flu, I think, maybe.
Oh my God, yeah, fucking flu.
Oh.
It says, huge outbreak of flu at the school. A lot of kids with the flu.
Yeah, I think our kids had the flu a couple of weeks ago.
You think that that's what it was?
I do. They had fevers. They had high, kind of like prolonged fevers. They had chills.
That makes sense.
Isn't that the flu?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, I think that's what they had.
Okay, all right.
I don't know if this is the way I should be going, but I think I'm going to go this way.
Wait, so you called me, what were you calling me for? What was going on?
Just to say, hi, how are you?
Oh my God, that's so nice.
Yeah, it was like, you're
going to
call Michael and say,
oh.
How are you? How are you feeling?
Oh my baby.
What can I do for you?
So I feel pretty good today. Yeah, but I'm hoping to go on higher prices. I'm honestly feeling good today. I don't have a lot of pain, and I don't have a ton of numbness this morning. So, you know, back to you know, the day.
Oh, hold on 1 second. I'm getting a call from one of my coworkers.
Oh, sure. I'll hold.
Okay, hold.
Hi, Ursula. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm lovely. Yeah, it was so nice. Thanks for asking.
Good.
Yeah, it was amazing. Oh, my God. I saw a picture. What a cutie pie. Your daughter singing. What a beautiful.
Oh, my God. She's so cool.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's like, I want to freeze time.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's so great.
I love it.
I wish somebody had said having kids was as much fun. I would have done it a decade earlier.
I know. Especially. But you know what? We lived it up in our, you know, in our early years. It's good now. So. Hey, I have a question for you. I had a marquee come back that I had flagged for you, but I think it was from like a week or so ago. It was a marquee, and it is, no, this is a 2-carat GSI-2, which you already have a GSI-2 marquee there for Marwis. And I'm wondering if you need a B option or if this diamond's good to release. I'll sell this diamond 5 times in the next 2 days. The one you have from me is cheaper anyway, so. Yeah, that's correct. Okay, all right. And it's still working? Got it. Okay, interesting. Yeah, well. Whenever you can would be great. No big deal. All right. Thank you. What else can I do for you? Anything? Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, we've been crushing 2 carats, so, I mean, killing it. Literally, you sold like 2 or 3. So let me know, and then, I mean, honestly, I'm going to be good juju for you today. I'm telling you right now, somebody's going to come in looking for a 3 to 5 carat, like, now. I'm telling you right now, Natural Stone, it's all I have calls for. Every call I get is something. I'm telling you right now. So, all right, call me. Let me know. Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm back. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just heading to the office, and that's all she has to say about that, really. Just checking in, seeing how you're doing, Do you want me to plan on getting the kids?
Like, yeah, let's plan that tonight. I could use a night to be here with my guys and not leave early. So, that would be nice. I'm the only one leaving now. So.
You're the only one leaving at 6, you mean?
I'm the only, yeah, like when I have to go get the kids, like everybody's here. I'm the one yelling at them to keep working. And then I'm like, all right, I'll see you guys.
Yeah, I guess. I thought that was next week now that you
it was, but it is, but we got, when we're busy, like when the phone starts actually ringing, we just... We keep people on because FedEx doesn't come here no matter what until 8 o'clock, so.
That's just what you know. You know what I mean? Tomorrow, obviously, I'm going to need that one night for a month.
Yeah, Stephanie.
Stop and have somebody babysit them until you get home. I could do
no,
that, too.
That'll be good.
See if Katie is available.
No, I don't think so. But we got time on that. No big deal. So, all right, babe. No, things are good. We're moving and shaking, and I'm excited to do we have, like, a completely wide-open free Sunday this Sunday? Is that the deal?
No, we don't. We,
we don't.
Reed's birthday.
And where is that?
I think that's at 10, and it's at that place on Reagan's birthday was in the, like, Lowe's Plaza in Greece.
Okay.
That was the day that you were like, I'm going to give you some time to do stuff.
Got it.
So that, remember? But I don't need that. I can certainly make it happen to help and support. Is there something you need or we're going to do or something?
No, not that I know of.
Why did you think we have a completely free read?
Oh, I, like, literally forgot about, like, what we had going, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fun. And then, yeah, I'd love to just soak in the holidays with you guys.
I know. I was just saying, I was catching up with Eve really quick, and just like, said, I think I'm going to boycott Christmas cards this year. Like, she's like, yeah, I stopped 10 years ago. I'm like, yeah, but you did them when your kid was younger, right? She's like, yeah, I did. I'm like, I don't know. I might do a Happy New Year, but I have got to find a way to slow down and just try to enjoy any part of the holiday season. Like,
I think that's great. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, again, it's yeah, I feel like it is, our schedules are tough, right? Like, we don't get up and get out of the house at 5:30 and the kids are at daycare at 6 o'clock and then we're home at 3 with the remainder of the day. We're home at 7. We eat, the kids go to bed. We're up at 7. You know, like, it's,
yeah.
That's our time frame. It kind of sucks. Like, that's, you know, it just is what it is. It's 1 month out of the year that this happens, and it just so happens to be during the holidays, you know, so.
Yeah.
Nothing we can do. It affords us the life of
it,
so. Now, that being said, I would love to, one of these nights, maybe even tomorrow night, after the kids go to bed, you and I we'll take that folding table down into the basement so that if the kids wake up and we can get an assembly line going and maybe hammer out 10 to 20 gifts wrapped.
Yeah, I was actually thinking, I'm like, if Michael has me pick up the kids tonight, I was actually thinking of stopping at, like, Marshall's or Target and getting some wrapping paper. So that's a good
idea. Get all the paper. You know, we got scissors, but a bunch of bunch of different tapes, right? And, you know, just hammer it. Get 10 different rolls, or 5, you know what I mean? Just get some nice, different, fun holiday wrapping paper, and let's do it. Let's get everything done this weekend. And that way, next weekend's not fucking berserk, because, you know, as time goes on. But, yeah, we could do that tomorrow night, and then Saturday night after the kids go to bed, and hammer it out. And it'll be fun. Make a little, have a cocktail, and work together.
Love it, baby.
I'll make a little station in the basement for us, and we'll go down and do that.
I love it.
Maybe even down in the kids' playrooms, and we'll turn a movie on or something while we do it.
You know what's so funny about that? I would actually prefer not to do that because a couple years ago, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, I attempted to do just what you said. I'm like, oh, I'm going to put a movie on. And I found myself so annoyed because I could not watch the movie because I was, like, trying to grab stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is annoying. I would rather just put on music or, like, a, you know, something
yeah.
like that.
Right. Yeah. It's a great idea.
So. All right, baby. I love you.
All right. Love you. Have a great day. You too. Bye.
Love you. Bye.